What do all these protests have in common? Yes, they are all protests across Asia and Africa, but there is something more. Corruption, lack of jobs, poverty, block of social media platforms. These are just some of the problems stretching from Sri Lanka to the Philippines, Bangladesh, Nepal, Morocco, and Madagascar. Protests have been ongoing for months, all starting in one main way, led by Gen Z, the generation born between 1997 and 2012, and organized through social media. In Morocco, protests were launched by the anonymous youth collective called Gen Z 212 on the platform Discord, referring both to Generation Z and the country's dialing code 212. The more than 120,000 members demand reforms in health and education and criticize the sums invested in the 2030 World Cup at the expense of public services. In Kenya, with the hashtag Ruto Must Go and the Telegram group Gen Z Revo 2, Gen Z has mobilized against unemployment, tax hikes, and high living costs, sweeping protests across Nairobi and even breaching the walls of parliament. Madagascar, one of the world's poorest nations, has seen Gen Z group rise up against blackouts and water shortages, leading to the dissolution of the government, but also leaving at least 22 people dead. In Nepal, Gen Z outrage erupted after thousands of young people reposted images and videos online, showing the luxurious lifestyles of politicians' children, shared with hashtags like Nepo Kids and Nepo Babies. Despite social media ban, youth has organized mass protests against corruption and inequality. And the Philippines have seen the student and youth network Tamana, along with others, leading the recent marches in Manila over alleged corruption in flood control and infrastructures projects. Everywhere, the youth-led unrest, the use of digital platforms for organizations, the cross-border inspiration, these mobilizations do not necessarily or immediately result in lasting reforms. But it's clear that this generation doesn't want to survive in a falling system. They want to voice their grievances and transform it radically.